Before you buy a portable power station, understand what the battery rating really means. A big watt-hour number tells you how much energy the unit is supposed to store, but it does not tell you how well the battery may hold up after years of charging, storing, and using it. Start with the battery chemistry. The main comparison is usually LFP, also called LiFePO4, or lithium iron phosphate, versus other lithium ion chemistries such as NMC or NCM. In simple terms, LFP often looks stronger when the listed cycle life is much higher. A cycle means using and recharging the equivalent of one full battery. It does not have to be a perfect drain from 100% to 0%. The percent tells you how much usable capacity the battery still should have after those cycles. So a rating of 3,000 cycles to 80% means the battery is rated to still hold about 80% of its original usable capacity after 3,000 cycles. That is generally a better long-term sign than a battery rated for only 800 cycles to the same 80% mark. But do not compare cycle counts by themselves. A good rating has both parts working together, a high cycle count and a high remaining capacity percent. One Jackery Explorer 1000 Plus listing uses LiFePO4 cells and lists 4,000 cycles to 70% or more capacity. EcoFlow's extra battery comparison shows some LFP options around 3,000 cycles to 80% or more capacity, while one NCM option is listed at 800 cycles to 80%. The useful comparison is not just 4,000 versus 3,000, it's how many cycles the battery is rated for before it drops to a specific capacity level. When batteries have identical percentages, more cycles is better. When batteries have identical cycle counts, a higher percent is better. So do not trust 10-year battery language by itself. Find the chemistry, the cycle count, and the remaining capacity threshold. Then check the storage rules, because bad storage can make a good battery worse. Heat, deep discharges, high loads, fast charging, and long storage at the wrong charge level can shorten useful life. Some Jackery guidance says to keep battery power above 20% during use or storage, and recharge every 3 months to keep it above 50% when not in use. Next, read the warranty before you buy. Portable power station warranties are not all the same. Bluetea warranty periods range from 12 months to 72 months by model. Goal Zero lists examples at 5 years, 2 years, and 180 days. Anker Solix lists many portable power stations at 60 months, with some smaller C-Series DC models at 36 months. Anker's exclusions include modified or disassembled products, unauthorized reseller purchases, missing proof of purchase, expired warranties, and damage from misuse such as falls, rain, or snow exposure, extreme temperatures, use beyond the output rating, and improper operation. A 5-year warranty is not the same thing as a 5-year battery health guarantee. Keep the receipt, buy from an authorized seller, and register the unit if the brand requires registration for extended coverage. For used, open box, marketplace, or emergency backup deals, be extra cautious. If the seller cannot provide the purchase source, receipt, and warranty status, keep looking. Many portable power stations are sealed consumer products, not repairable battery systems. Westinghouse says the internal battery in its power stations cannot be replaced, and trying to replace it will void the warranty. Other brands may offer warranty replacement, paid service, modular expansion batteries, or no out-of-warranty repair for certain older products. Do not assume expandable means the internal battery can be replaced. An add-on battery may increase capacity, but it may not fix a worn-out internal pack. Ask the manufacturer whether battery service is available after the warranty ends, whether the internal pack can be replaced, and whether the original charger is required. Safety certification also needs an exact model check. Look for a certification mark, the listed standard, and a model match. UL2743 is one standard used for portable power packs with batteries in an enclosure, meant to provide portable power when grid power is not available. Be aware of recalls. The Halo 1000 portable power station was recalled because its lithium-ion batteries could overheat, with one death reported. Harbor Freight's Predator 2000W power station was recalled because reversed AC outlet wiring in emergency power supply mode created a shock hazard. Before buying a discounted or used unit, check the brand, model, SKU, and UPC when available. Walk away from a unit that is swollen, cracked, water exposed, recalled, modified, or missing its original charger. Also, walk away if the listing does not identify the battery chemistry, cycle life, and remaining capacity threshold. A portable power station is a battery purchase first, and an outlet purchase second. A good battery rating means more cycles, a strong remaining capacity percent, clear warranty coverage, and a service path that still makes sense after the sale.